In this week's Arts, my guest is Yana Fantova. She's the head of Comics Fest, which returns in October. She's also the curator of an exhibition on now at a 19th century chateau in eastern Bohemia. Entitled 13 Chambers of Comics, the exhibition highlights works by some of the country's best graphic novel illustrators and artists. I began by asking Yana Fantova about the main aim of the show.
Actually, it is to present current comics in Czech Republic, and because it's during summer, the main aim isn't to present their epic theory, but mainly to present works of the artists. So it should be some kind of leisure time exhibition for the visitors of the Castle of Kostelec.
Would you say it's unusual for such a show to be hosted by a castle outside of Prague?
It definitely is. It's a little bit difficult to even gain some places in Prague or to find galleries which would be willing to support comics. So it's very unusual to have this exhibition outside Prague, especially in a small town in East Bohemia.
The whole idea of it being in a chateau, it must make for some interesting contrasts. What is the impression that visitors will get from the space and the contrast of the exhibition being about comics as it is?
Well, actually, there is no contrast, which is the most surprising thing, because the castle is in a classic style, so the walls and the garden are quite neat and everything is in order. And that's why different styles of different artists fit in this space and do not interfere with each other or with the place as such. It seems that the Czech scene is totally different from the mainstream US comics, because what is the specific of Czech comics is that we don't have mainstream. We have only underground, actually perceived as a mainstream, but we don't have special heroes. Actually, there's only one hero in a series by Czech artist, which is Voleman by Jiří Grus. But other artists draw mainly short stories from everyday life, and actually these pictures and this situation quite fit in the chateau.
When we talk about that, first, why do you think it is that Czech artists are much less mainstream, that they choose topics that are off of the beaten path?
There are several reasons, but the first one, I would say there's no tradition of the mainstream comics in Czech Republic. The other reason is that artists, they are mostly painters who are interested in comics, or designers or whatever else. There is no school focusing on comics, no theory focusing on comics. It's getting better since 2000. That's why all these new artists are called Generation Zero, because they started in 2000, and actually they started from zero because they wanted to change the style, because previous artists like Kaja Saudek, everyone copied him. He is famous mainly for his two novels. One is Muriel a Anděle, Muriel and Angels, and the other one is Muriel a Oranžová smrt, Muriel and the Orange Death. The second one was collected by publishing house and was released a few years ago, but the first one was released in, I think, 1991, and was a big source of inspiration for all artists since 90s, but in 2000 there were more translated comics in Czech Republic, so they can new artists can get inspiration from other artists all around the world as well, or even to choose to make their own style. So I think that the 2000 with the big offer of translated comics helped actually Czech scene to develop.
And one of the most famous in recent years was the series by Jaroslav Rugish and Jaromir 99 about a crazed railway man, or a haunted railway man in the Czech Republic, in the Sudetenland. What are some of the examples in the exhibition, say, of artists who are deserving of a wider audience, say?
Well, there are 13 chambers or rooms. 11 of them are dedicated to each artist. There are Jiří Grus and Jaromír 99, who were already mentioned, but the others are Lucy Lomová. Her comics were translated into French and English. Renata Fučíková, Václav Šlajch, Dan Černý, Tomáš Kučerovský, Karel Jerievič are quite big names in a Czech comics scene. Each of them had his or her own room, and he or she could present their work as he wanted. So you can find not only comics there, but also paintings, figures, all their portfolios.
Say, do you have a preference for any of the artists, their visual style or the type of narrative that they tell?
From women, I like Lela Geislerová, and from men, my favorite one is Dan Černý. And actually, Lela makes more like a surrealistic story focusing on a women's life. And Dan Černý, he actually doesn't make underground in Czech comics. He tries to make a good comic art. And that's why I like it, even when he uses zombies or other horror topics, but he really focused on the story and the plot, which should be really good.
Would you say that today the medium of comics is much more widely respected in the Czech Republic than in previous years?
Well, I think that even publishing houses accept comics as some kind of a new and respected media in Czech Republic. It definitely is getting better on the scene, and seeing comics as good as a normal written book. And I think that comics is now being used for, especially for kind of educational function, because it's the easiest way how to explain someone some topic or something. On the other hand, I have to say that in some ways it's really simple way how to explain things, and if someone thinks that Shakespeare in the comics will make children read, I don't know. But it's respected, and I hope that publishers will get more space for authors to invent their own stories, because now sometimes like an advertisement, or that the artist should be the pencil for a writer.
And what kind of reaction did you have from the public so far?
It's strange, because it's only positive. I'm glad for that, but somewhere is hidden if this is true, because I think that someone shouldn't be satisfied so much. But it's nice to hear that everyone likes it.
And that was my guest in this week's Arts, Jana Fantova, talking about an exhibition on now in at a chateau in eastern Bohemia. The exhibition is called 13 Chambers of Comics. It's about the Czech Republic's Generation Zero, of a generation of artists and graphic novel illustrators. Very highly recommended.